Police issued disorderly conduct citations to five members of the group Wisconsin Carry after they openly carried handguns into a Culver's restaurant where they ate lunch. The citations were eventually dropped, but the group sued the city for violating their Fourth Amendment right to be safe from unlawful search and seizure. Wisconsin Carry spokesman Nick Clark says his group would have preferred a higher damage judgment.
You know, the larger the dollar amount, the better, because, you know, it's more of a deterrent. But with that said, you know, I think it's an appropriate judgment. And a lot of things have changed since this happened. I mean, obviously, we knew previous to this incident that open carry wasn't disorderly conduct. Now, Wisconsin's new concealed carry law actually codifies that open carry isn't disorderly conduct.
Since the law passed, police departments in Madison and other cities have changed their procedure for responding to complaints about people carrying weapons openly, instructing police to respond only if there are clear indications they pose a threat to safety. Clark says he expects the large number of people who are signing up for concealed carry permits will end up carrying their weapons openly much of the time.
You know, I get out of my vehicle now. I'm concealed with my jacket over my sidearm going into the store. But I get into the store and I throw my jacket in the cart, and now I'm open carrying. So all those people who weren't carrying at all are going to realize as they start to carry that there's going to be times when open carry is just the most practical thing.
Clark says his group has recently begun offering training courses for people who need to meet the requirements for getting a concealed carry permit. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.